So this is the perfect time to be talking about extraordinary remedies, because isn't it Friday afternoon when somebody comes in and says, I have an emergency, right? And then you call the court and maybe it's not as much an emergency to them as it is to your client. But in general, you've all noticed that filing suit when you're plaintiff is kind of a hurry up and wait game. So your client has all this activity. Perhaps they came in with a retainer. You know, you had to negotiate your deal. You had to draft the petition. You had to get all the documents and all that. And then just nothing happens. So you serve the petition, and it feels like, from the client's perspective, that almost 30 days goes by with nothing. Well, then once you do get something, you get a general denial, which I don't know if any of you all had Michael Tiger at UT, but he used to say that a general denial was, I deny the allegations and I despise the alligators. And so at least you can tell the client a joke now when they see that. But can you make them stop is really what the client is asking. And many, many times the answer is just plain no. The answer is just that it's not going to work in this situation. But sometimes it's a maybe. And I'm going to go through three examples of ways that are to get temporary relief or get extraordinary relief in commercial litigation. But there are so many other ways to get it. I'm not at all qualified to talk to you about family law and the extraordinary remedies available there. There's also bankruptcy. Footnote one of the paper, I quote Mark Walker's paper, which lists like two dozen statutes that have extraordinary remedies within them. And so if you're under the agriculture code or some other strange code, you may have a special extraordinary remedy that you're going to want to look for.